And as we continue in worship, we go through the wonderful process of actively and intentionally reminding ourselves of what Christ did on the cross. And as we read scripture and as we study the word, we are reminded, but at this time it's specifically set apart for us to physically participate in remembering what Christ has accomplished. And when he sacrificed his life, when he was crucified on that cross, when he gave up his own life, he did it to accomplish being united with us for those that are in Christ, right? He did it so that we would be in him, loved like him by the Father. It accomplishes everything. And it's amazing and encouraging. But we can't forget. And this is why we do this. To remember. So we invite the deacons up so that we can pass out communion. Jesus said, "This is my blood poured out for you." And Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Take it." God, we thank you again for being able to participate and actively remind ourselves of what you did for us. I pray that in every way we would walk and live in the light of what you have accomplished for us on the cross, sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place. I pray that we would walk and live a life in light of that, never forgetting that, never forgetting what you have accomplished for us on that cross. Amen.